Barbara O'Brien, Executive Director of the Kemper Museum, but it is in my role today as the co-curator of the exhibition, The Map is Art, that I'm here with the artist, Lourdes Rodriguez. Lourdes, welcome to Kansas City.
Thank you for having me here.
Lourdes flew in from the Bay Area where he lives, but his experience with geography is something that intrigues me in relation to his works on paper. Will you tell us a little bit about your life in the Philippines where you were born and your move to the United States where you studied first on the East Coast and then on the West Coast where you earned your MFA from Stanford?
Actually, I think one of the reasons why I got into the work I'm doing now is because I didn't have a life in the Philippines. I left when I was three. So I sort of mythologized the life that I had and mythologized the family that I had there, because I had to appropriate the identities of America and of Texas and Louisiana, since that's where I grew up. Using maps was a way for me to visually hone in to those identities of the Philippines, and then combining that with Texas, as Houston especially, and Louisiana. And then when I moved to New York for undergraduate school, that's when I really started to see myself as an outsider in all the identities that I've associated myself with, because I couldn't fully become a Texan because I was also Filipino and Louisianan at the same time. And I didn't get that until I moved to New York when someone would always constantly ask me where I was from, and I had a hard time answering that question.
Mm-hmm. Did that impact your series of work where you drew every map of the United States? And what was that body of work called, and when did it begin?
That body of work started when I was a junior in undergraduate school. And it started from me driving back and forth between Houston and New York. That body of work was called the America Series. And the reason why I called it the America Series instead of the United States Series was because there is a ideal of what America means. It doesn't necessarily pertain to the land. It pertains to the ideas associated with this country.
In the Kemper exhibition, The Map is Art, we have on view two works from this series. Can you talk a little bit about the shape of the map, which you have called a map is essentially a mark on paper or starts as a mark on paper, in relationship to the pattern of stripes and the highly aestheticized abstraction of the geometry?
Well, one thing about maps that I've kind of realized with working with them is that viewers of maps try to find something recognizable in them. And I'm always finding ways to strip the map down and still have it somewhat recognizable. So with these two, Hawaii and Alaska, I wasn't so interested in capturing the actual shape, but a shape that reminds us of the place. Patterns and color act in that same way. Essentially, I am dealing with visual languages. Maps are just an entryway into that visual language for me. And the patterns that I'm using and the colors that I'm using, I'm starting to incorporate other visual languages into my work. And this patterning came from gift wrapping. What's interesting about gift wrapping is that gift wrapping is meant for you to show who the present is for what is inside, in a sense. If you have Christmas gift wrapping, you know it's going to be a Christmas present. But it's not meant to show you what the present is. It's meant to show you what the occasion is. And that's quite interesting to me. You know, I could take advantage of that element in that particular visual language and incorporate it into this one. And then we move on to the color. Now, the color, it's coming from various images that I would Google of that state. So if I would Google Hawaii, I could basically take an averaging out of the different colors that I would see in the imagery that pops up into this. And the reason why I'm using Google, and I'm using this a lot more in my work now, is one of the important elements of maps are where the data sets are originating from. And that's often where the controversy lies with maps, because data sets can easily be manipulated. And so the interpretation of the map isn't always factual. It could easily be biased in a way. And that's where the power of the cartographer comes in. So this color, like let's say of Hawaii, where we get this kind of turquoise blue, this peachy color along with this red, are a lot of the colors that I would find in the images brought up in Hawaii. Take that along with the text, where it's not just Hawaii, it's USA's Hawaii. So there's a sense of ownership over the place. And since those are the two newest states, they have their own interesting history outside of the United States, and fairly recent too, you know, Hawaii especially. And so all of these elements, all of these different visual languages are coming together to kind of create an averaged identity of that place, rather than very something specific.
Today when we were at the museum, Lordy had the opportunity to meet with a group of fourth grade students from Kansas City, Kansas. When the students were with you, these children who went from looking at a work of art on the wall to turning around and realizing that they were meeting the artist who created the work of art, there was a bit of wonder on their faces. And I think we still very much romanticize the role of the artist in society. But you have said to me that we are all entrepreneurs and that we are branding ourselves as artists. Who is Lordy Rodriguez the artist, and what do you hope for in your career?
Who is Lordy Rodriguez? I think I'm still trying to figure that out. I think that's why I'm an artist. Well, what I want, at least from my career, I don't know that either. I think those are two questions that artists are, or anyone in the creative field are always constantly trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that if I do know myself and can define myself succinctly, then I'd probably stop working. I don't know.
I guess maybe magic of the studio, you keep rediscovering yourself.
I think that that's what it is. You know, I started off with this body of work trying to understand my sense of identity and my sense of place associated with in relation to my environment. And I think now I have a better understanding of myself, or maybe a better understanding of how I react to things. I think now I'm at a point where I'm trying to understand my environment a little bit more.
In terms of understanding the world through the eyes of an artist, the map is art is a very powerful experience. We are so pleased to have Lordy Rodriguez's work in The Map as Art. The exhibition The Map as Art runs through April 21st at the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art. Thank you, Lordy Rodriguez.
Thank you for having me, and thanks to Kitty Harman for having me too.